This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm going to whisper some things to you now about Crunch chocolate bars, because apparently this whispering thing is a thing that makes you feel things. It's saying something crunchy is coming in the candy wrapper language. Imagine your tongue hiking up those crispy, rocky ridges. Now, drum roll, please.
Wow, that's good. Crunchy, munchy chocolate doesn't whisper.
Turn up the fun with Crunch.
I like having fun. I like to laugh.
Okay!
Who can make me laugh?
All right!
I like having fun. Yes, I like to laugh.
Good morning! Good morning! Good morning, 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 morning! Hey! Wow! Is it good to be back? Good morning, everybody! Yep. Happy Halloween. It is Thursday, October 28th. And it's the Office Hours Halloween Spooktacular, ladies and gentlemen. Obviously, you can see we are not... Thank you very much. Now,
where's my spooky stuff, guys? Where's my spooky stuff, guys? I told you to bring the spooky stuff today.
Honestly, folks, we are a little... I'll have to bring my own.
Yeah.
No. We were supposed to have costumes, and it... I think it's the... I'm going to start blaming this the supply chain crisis, Doug. I think the supply,
chain. I blame that canal in
Suez.
Suez.
I honestly blame our producer Matt, who is not here this morning. First of all, Matt and I had an indie rock week so far.
He was supposed to get the costumes to.
We saw Kevin Morby last night. We saw Dr. Dog. I blew it away off the stage. I did the hot piss encore. And Matt was my date both nights, and things just got out of control. But
it's been a long week of shows. I went to my first concert in years.
Bon Iver.
Yeah, Bon Iver.
There's no excuse, but we just kind of, time ran away from us. But you guys have got great costumes on this morning, so we're going to judge your costumes. We get lots of fun stuff planned. We're going to have a fun show. Doug, what about you? Are you excited? I know we're not in costume now. I wish we were. I know. Are you? What?
You know my.
Wait a minute.
Get the lights back on, guys.
Wes, we lost the lights in here. Can we? Sorry, guys. Can we?
Doug.
I'm looking
forward
to.
I think we have it.
Oh shit!
Jesus Christ!
Vic, get down.
Okay, I don't know what just happened there. I think this Tim just got stabbed again.
You guys call 911. If anyone's still watching, please call 911. Send them to Tim's house. The address is...
It's 46.
No, we're on Lexington. It's 50.
No, but that's not, no. No, it's 51.
No.
Oh, shit.
No!
Office Hours freaks, you
rats and spiders and ghouls, it's me, Horsey Heidecker. That's right. Spider Dog! You are positively ghoulish and ghastly.
Hello, welcome. Hi, Tim.
Yes.
Good morning.
We spooked the office hours family, didn't we, gang? You thought we forgot. You thought we weren't going to spook and scare you, but we have. And we will also have Alf.
Hi, this is Alf. Hello.
How are you today, Alf?
Hello. Listen to this.
What's up, bud?
I was trying to explain it to you.
What's up? Trying to explain
I
what?
I can explain everything. Can you give her my number? I'm married.
We also, ladies, thank
Hi,
you,
this
Alf.
Is Alf. This is Alf. Hi, this is Alf. Hi, this is Alf. Hello.
Yeah, you don't.
I hate to be like this.
Getting lightheaded already.
I can't breathe. My glasses are so fogged up.
We have... Shut up, Alf. We have a... And Matt, producer Matt is here, the Skeletor himself.
Yeah.
All he has is bones.
Look at me.
Looks like John Entwistle or Phoebe Bridgers. We also
what is that
have.
Music?
Oh, God. Hold on.
We also have.
We have a mystery guest.
Guest.
That's a wet reverb, T.
Very wet. Put a little bit dry on it.
How's this? Check. We have a mystery guest. Mr. Bunny. Who could it be? Who could it be?
Wheels up.
It's for you to find out and for you to decide. How are you, Bunny? Mr. Bunny?
Hi.
Mystery Bunny. Mystery Bunny?
Yes?
You are a mystery. We cannot reveal who you are. But we will give our audience clues. Okay. Do you think I'm gonna wear that the whole damn show?
I can't see shit.
Yeah.
Take it off.
Jesus.
Don't bitch anymore.
All right. I'm going to rock the
but
hat.
But you are not to.
No,
mystery guest. We want.
No.
Keep it on.
You
I'll
keep mine keep on. Can I be a mystery too? People can figure
You're
out who
no
I am.
You're no mystery. We know everything about you. Let's see. Why don't we. Who wants to. Who wants to guess? Who wants to guess based on a clue? Does anybody want to play the game of who's the masked singer?
Is it
Mr. Social wants to get in on the action? Mr. Social! Bring him in. There he is. Mr. Social, are you at work?
I'm working. I'm on break right now, actually.
Oh, yeah? What are you working at? Home Depot there?
No, I work at a factory right now.
I'm working on a factory floor. I just cut my fingers off. What are you making?
It's really boring, but we make headlamps for vehicles and horse glue.
Hey, man, you need lights if you're going to be driving at night, right, Vic?
That's true.
I often say that.
How's that supply chain crisis going?
Oh, you know, it's been kind of weird. When I first started here, we weren't producing a lot of parts because there's some chip that vehicles need to run. But things are getting back on track.
Okay, good.
You know, birdhouse.
All right, are you ready? Are you a music fan?
I love music.
Great. my mystery artist here, Mystery Bunny.
Oh, you got it.
Mystery Bunny, born in Houston, Texas.
Oh.
Houston, huh? So you're telling me he's a musician?
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
You're telling me he's a musician?
Yes, he is a musician. What else can I tell you about him?
He, I think it's one hint per customer.
No, give him a couple. I gave him such a... No. How about this?
No.
This performer performed at the legendary Carnegie Hall and the Hollywood Bowl.
Hall.
Opening for Gilberto Gil.
Oh, beautiful.
As well as Bonnaroo and Coachella.
Oh, those are good hints.
He founded a record label with Andy Kabick of Velveteer.
Yeah. All right, Mr. Social is not going to get
it. That's a lot of hints, T.
Who has a guess in here?
But let's hear it. Can we?
Yeah, let him guess, Matt. What the hell?
Yeah, let's hear the guess.
He's plugging something. He's.
Well, I could tell Matt was about to cut me off. So okay. Wade Boggs. Is that a musician?
Wade Boggs.
All right. Goodbye, Mr. Social. I'm losing patience with Mr. Social.
Okay. Well, Michael Lyle seems to think he knows. I think Michael Lyle.
Yeah, he's got a costume at least. We should.
Yeah. Thanks. Hey, keep up the good work, Mr. Social, out there on the factory floor. Factory whistle blows. Mystery guest. You know that song "Factory" by Bruce Springsteen?
Aren't they all? Yeah. Hey, they're all now. That song.
Maybe our mystery guest could sing a bar.
Oh. What do you think, Michael? Do you have do you want me to give you another clue, or do you have a guess already?
I think I have a guess. Is it Edgar Winter?
No, I'll give you another clue. In 2009, he signed to Warner Brothers Records and released What Will We Be? Later that year, at the band's request, he produced a remix of Oasis. Along with Neighbors, Barnhart remixed the Phoenix song.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Like wait, let's see. Maybe they still won't get it.
You pronounced it wrong.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to give Conscious Cooking.
Right, get that bunny head off. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the Office Hours stage in the guest chair, Mr. Devendra Barnhart. How do you say it now?
That's right.
Barnhart. Barnhart. What? Barnhart? Barnhart? Onions? Apples? Or tomato? Tomato? Look at this, folks. A genuine... Legend of the New Millennium, I would say. This is my new category, Legends of the New Millennium. No, it's not Edgar Winter.
I wish it was. Wade Boggs and Edgar Winter, I've always felt right in between those two.
By the way, how insensitive
people.
Would it have been for me to put Edgar Winter in that white bunny?
I would have been.
Right, with the whole albino connotation of bunnies. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me.
I blew it.
I wanted to kind of milk that. I wanted to... yes, no.
I know. Well, this is the problem. We don't plan. We talk about it 5 minutes ahead of time, and then we go.
I still want to take my face off. I want to,
Would you be up for a shave? Would you be up for a shave?
Yeah.
Peel the skin back.
So, what do you have to say for yourself? Let me see anything that I said is incorrect? Anything that you'd want to retract?
I don't know. A lot of those things I didn't know.
You don't remember.
It's nice to know.
Well,
like the Oasis thing, I love Oasis, and I kind of forgot that happened.
So how did that happen? You get your manager calls you and says,
I think Noel Gallagher called me, and that was the nicest conversation.
What are you doing? You want to do something for us or what? You want to put a fucking remix on it? I'm gonna fucking send you all the stems, and you're gonna put little reverbs on it and all that. You'll make it sound different, but not too different, right? Did you fuck it up totally? You go, take everything out, take the bass out, redo things.
We made it sound like a spa strip club, but it was like non-erotic strip club or something like that.
Interesting. About you now.
I could never really get into Oasis. I don't have anything really against them, you know, but it wasn't for me. Speaking of, all I was doing all week.
Welcome to the show.
All I was doing all week was sing indie rock music, like up to my ears with this
stuff. Yeah, you were going to a lot of shows.
I went to every, Matt and I went almost, well, I went with Vic, started out Friday, Saturday night, right?
Jamming on the one.
Yeah, it was Saturday night.
Saturday night, I watched my beloved Dodgers lose in an just a terrible game against the Atlanta Braves.
Astros.
No, the Astros are playing now in the World Series. So they lost to the Braves.
Saturday.
I'm there driving Vic and his wife and my wife. Excuse me.
Well, it was even sadder because you're listening in the car. You didn't get to see it. You know, you're
I'm driving,
trying to have a conversation about whatever it is we're talking about, and then you're.
I'm driving all the way. By the way, this Bon Iver, I go see Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver, whatever. Bon Iver. He's been a guest on the show. Bon. He's a friend of ours.
Yeah.
This is a talented guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep, while you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, or maybe even grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now. Getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you could save money by doing it right from your phone. Drivers who save by switching to Progressive save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now. Quote your car insurance at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This cunt is playing all the way out by the airport here. He's on Englewood at the damn SoFi Stadium YouTube Theater, which is an hour away. Oh, me, oh, my.
Bad to the bone.
Go on iTunes and buy it.
So anyways, we go to that show.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a little bit about that if you don't.
How was it? Was there any weeping?
It's beautiful music.
You move to tears at some point?
It's beautiful music.
Bad to the bone.
People around me were having like a religious experience. It was
This is what I want to get into. The people around Vic. It's not bad. Stop saying it's bad.
No, it's beautiful.
No, you said something about bone.
Oh, he's in the bone.
Oh, he's bony.
B-O-N.
Oh, he's in the bone zone.
No one's making those connections.
That's really amazing. That's amazing.
Bad to the
bone. Bad to the bony bear.
Yeah.
Listen.
That's really good.
I don't pay for these shows, by the way. I'm an esteemed...
patron. You're a patron.
People respect my work. Therefore, they say, please come to my show. I'd be honored to have you see it.
No, I've paid a lot to.
How many
on
do you
here.
Say no to a week? Would you say?
Oh, the inbox is full of offers. Hey, it's say a no badly drawn recently. Boy. Come down to see me.
Who's the most recent? Who's the latest?
What
you
band?
Were too busy to see.
I don't remember.
It's something.
I can embarrass those people. Yeah. Now listen to me. Jacked up on coffee, and all the excitement of Halloween. I get these tickets through a friend. Mm. He says, "Hey," he's like, "Here are these two tickets because I can't go." And I say, hey, I hate when people do this to me, and I'm sure you feel the same way. But I say to him, hey, could I have a couple more? Because I would love to take my brother Vic with me. And he wants to bring his wife. He's the one that instigates this, saying,
we're
like,
not actually related. We're not brothers. Like,
well, just, my brother, my heart.
Oh, like brother. Yeah, okay, you got it.
In my heart, he's my brother.
Thanks.
And I say, so this gentleman, he graciously says, you got it. I get you an extra two. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll take my wife out, take Vic. We'll do a double date. Very good bonding
thing
for the group, you know? And I go, he gets me two extra tickets. He says, here's the two tickets I have. He zaps them to me. Go to the will call. The other two tickets will be there. Great, right? I get there to the will call. I get my two tickets are on my phone through the Ticketmaster app. And they're section 301 or something like that. 301. We get the tickets from the will call, section 102, on the tickets at the will call.
Oh.
So I go, you know what? Vic and his wife especially are big fans. I appreciate the music. I wouldn't put myself in that category. I'm more into the Stones and the Who, Floyd, Devendra. So I go, Vic, you know, take the 102 tickets, because I know those are the better seats.
Yeah.
And boy, were they.
They were much, much better.
My seats were in third to the back of the whole thing, all the way up at the top. Terrible, like, just.
But you're in a position where it's awkward because you got all of it for free. Yet
I'm not going to complain. All I'm going to do is use it as material for the show here.
They sat you so far away
from
each
other. And I was fine. It was seated. As long as it's seated. Now,
my seats were beautiful.
But is there a chance that this is you asked to be sat away from
in the back?
Because there's some strange.
Oh, no, no.
Beef.
No, no, no. I was fine with it because it is a very, for me at least, that is a very passive experience. Like, I'm back in the back. The music is very beautiful, and I can just kind of like.
Yeah, we can pull it up, Wes.
I can close my eyes.
Yeah.
Tim, did they have any food at the venue?
No, I'm not eating after six. So wait,
no, they. Oh, yeah, there's your seats. We can see them. Yeah.
But this is the beauty of it is. So free. It's a free ticket, right? No one's paying a dollar. I pay for parking, which is $40. Yeah. Right?
Oh my God, is it really $40?
It was $40.
Yeah, $40 for parking.
I've always said we're in the wrong business. We should just have parking lots.
own parking lots.
Green at the dip, put up a parking lot.
That's my favorite Counting Crows song.
And then Vic says, well, I'll buy the round of drinks, and I'll have a drink. My wife will have a drink.
How much did that kind of cost?
And, well,
how much?
And
that, it was tell
over,
me how much.
It was over $100.
It was 90.
90. It was 90. It was 90
then
some,
a tip.
Yeah.
Before 90 a round.
Yeah,
one round.
Ouch. Yeah. And a bag of chips was $8.
He's a tiny Biden inflation, I have to tell you, folks. The Biden inflation is.
And then at the end of the night, near the end of the night, I was like, I'll get one more beer. Mm. And I got a beer. $20. It was just a single, like, beer. One of those, like.
It was one of those tall
boys. It was a tall boy, yeah, a tall boy, but still.
It was a tall boy.
It's like going to the airport.
Yeah.
I mean, and it really
and
was,
it was
going
to
the airport. Like, it was funny because it was a brand new theater. It was part of that SoFi stadium complex. It's where the football teams play and the Rolling Stones play. And this theater was, like, kind of built into the complex there. But it did feel like you're at the airport. It had that design. Like, it was real
but
cold.
It has good sound, though. At least my seats were really good. And I was, like, having a good time. I'm like, I'm going to take a picture of this because I'm having so much fun. I take a picture.
They said that'll be $20.
No, they didn't do that. But I was, like, enjoying my drink that I had and all the ice there. And as I took the picture, I spilled the ice all over there,
like
all over the place.
$3 a cube.
Yeah, and then the guy behind me, he goes, like he's watching me. Like
ice coming.
It. Here we go.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Like you said, that was a. But it sounds like a nice night. You know?
It was a nice.
And you
night.
Had a lovely time.
I hadn't been out in years and years. So
then Matt and I went to see. Then I get a call from our friend Eric Slick. Do you know Eric Slick?
I wish I
drummer
did.
At the drummer from the Dr. Dog Band.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, what a great name. That can't be his real name,
that's
right?
Why I kind of assumed I didn't know someone with such a good name.
Yeah.
Things like you. I love Dr.
Guns N' Roses or something. So he calls me and says, and I know those guys from way back. I don't know them from Philly, but I was like an early fan of theirs, and we used to come see them when they would
me
play.
Me too.
All
I think they're amazing.
Good.
They're so good.
Just the kind of music I want to hear. And full chaos behind me, by the way. I don't know what they're up to. He's looking for dog things. So you know, he's
that was Philly. That was Rocky for Philly. I got that
was
that
Philly,
one.
Yeah.
So you get a call about a Dr. Dog show.
They say, hey, or Eric writes me and says, do you want to do my seminal, legendary, satirical song, Hot Piss, by the Yellow River Boys? And they said, we're going to do it as an encore. And I say, I'll do whatever you boys want me to do. I'm not going to insist I do it. Why would I do that? But if that's what you guys want, I'll be there for you. I'm an island boy.
Yes. That's what I've been waiting for.
These guys. But in the back of my head, my concern is this. It's a big show. It's at the Palladium. And this is this is their last tour. So they say. But
we know
the move they're playing, right? They're playing a move.
10-year reunion.
Who did that? A Kiss used to do that
it's
a lot.
It's smart, though. It's that thing you're like last... tour.
The last waltz.
Wasn't that a good reply to what you said? It's like that thing that you just said.
Now you're warming up to the vibe.
Now who's the band? Phil Collins and Genesis. This is their last tour too, right?
So anyway,
this actually might be.
In the back of my head, I have a very low opinion of myself. I say.
Sorry. Sorry.
That's good.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, is it the Bee Gees?
I don't know what
Tim, we're spicing up your story.
Right.
You're ruining my story. Spoiling it, not spicing it. Overspicing it.
So it's the last show that they're ever going to play. They invite you to sing the last tune.
Well, yeah.
The encore.
I'm a little concerned that that's going to be disappointing for the audience. You understand?
It's going to be a little like... Right now.
If I'm there, and this is I've been waiting all day, all year for this show, like any time spent away from the dog... The music of the dog.
The dog.
The doctor. Might be time not well spent. And also, I have this feeling of like nobody remembers who I am anymore, and I'm an irrelevant loser.
Do you tell yourself that?
All the time! Wake up in the middle of the night!
Oh.
You must feel the same way.
I feel the exact same way. You were telling my story, I swear. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. So anyways.
I feel the best I've ever felt in my life. I was telling you the other night, Tim. I'm on nice happy pills. I'm on drugs. I am. I really am.
Are they working? They're making you happy?
I'm happy, yeah. I'm on...
Well, don't delude yourself.
I'm on SSRIs, and I wish I would have done it 20 years ago. It's the best thing I ever did. But anyway, carry on, Tim.
The good news is...
What is that dirge playing? Is that me?
Oh, God.
It's a really long song again.
Sorry.
Nice. I don't mind a bed during
March. Yeah, I was just having
my bad. I'm just the only one who can.
This is a funeral march. I'm playing.
It has that. It has a sad wedding.
Yeah. The upside of this story is they go backstage after they're, like, you know, during the break between the encore, people are chanting, doctor, dog, doctor, dog. And they're back there and it's like, hey, guy, I haven't seen these guys in years. And we talk about how it's going to go. And then they come out, introduce me. Hey guys, we got a special guest here, a friend of ours, Tim Heidecker. The place roars. Yeah. Matt was there. Roars.
Huge
response. And now I'm on. Here's the other problem. When you have to perform at one of those kind of things where you just drop in for one thing, it's a little weird because you're the whole day and night you're standing around. Right?
Yeah.
You're just like, okay. But at some point, I'm going to walk out in front of 5,000 people and suddenly be Mick Jagger up there. And that's what happens. I turn it on. I got that 2 gallon jug of apple juice. Gonna drink it till the jug is dry. Crowd is.
And then I whip.
I can't believe it's happening. The band is, you know, they're a great band.
They're
just playing the blues. Boy, oh boy, it was a hit.
So it's just, okay.
I got the whole crowd going, hot piss. And then I got them, then I played into it. Now I really won them over because I go, somebody tells me this is their last tour? Well, fuck that!
Nice. Oh, you're the one
Doctor, long live, Doctor Dog, long! And the whole place is raving. And then I leave and then they play another like 20 songs.
You do love your dogs, don't you?
All right, let's. You want to get a little.
Excuse
city
me,
of that?
I'm just getting right.
You ever have anybody get upset for making fun of their fetish? Do you have the piss freaks out there that are pissed?
No. Well, the whole thing started. You know what I mean? That whole thing, by the way, I don't know if I've ever said this. The whole thing started because Greg and I, 10 years ago or so, were up in San Francisco, and you could search, you know, Craigslist for the underground. Weird scenes and those weird. Let's not judge. If you want to drink urine and get pissed
it's
on,
it's just more
and all
esoteric.
That stuff,
yeah, let's say
it's just yeah. But 10 years ago, it was real. It was a mind blower.
It's a form of fasting. I know you're doing fasting, Tim, and you can actually fast off your urine.
Well, so there's a documentary called Urinate. It's really incredible about the people that do drink their urine, and there's this guy in this doc where he's got this. It's like a wine cabinet, but it's different. No, oh, urine.
Like really? Fermented.
And there's some of them
like,
are really, yeah, they're dark. Yeah. It's like, uh-huh, like this dark,
and there's
dark
other people's urines.
Yeah, other people's,
oh,
urine.
Other
he's,
people's
and he
urine.
Smells it and he's like, this is a really quite, oh, a good God, vintage. And he drinks it and he's very good for me. And it's called, oh, Urinade. It's a real
Urinade?
Dog.
Urinade? Like Gatorade?
Yeah,
oh, that's
exactly.
Cool. Okay.
Urinade's, wow, a great dog.
Urinade, but, that sounds like a,
I like it.
Dr.
I
Doc.
I was just going to say.
Dr. Doc. I would say that's a great Doc story. It's like an 80s movie of triumph. You know what I mean? I can't believe that actually happened to you. Most people don't get to have that experience. Some other band is playing their set, mm, but you show up, play your song. Yeah. People freak
people
out.
Go nuts.
And then,
I always
and then
want
you're
to
out.
Go to, I want to go, it's to one incredible of these indie rock shows, and I want to not know this, but then have somebody cover one of my songs. That's a dream of mine.
That, maybe someday.
I'll play a song by Tim Heidecker here.
He's planting seeds here.
It's one of my favorite songs.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting excited.
Here it is, Fear of Death.
Desert Days.
What, speaking of Fear of Death, I think I want to say that album cover and album and title is incredible. And I really, really.
So the album. Cover and
the
title
cover,
is
the title, and the album.
Okay.
Well, I said
sure
album
that you
too.
Skipping over
the album too.
Of...
Music part, not so much. Yeah. But the
why don't you reach out and compliment me?
should reach out.
It's such a
compliment.
No, but you know, like,
how come I don't know? I don't know. It's
mean quite,
it's fucking crickets from you on that record.
I thought it was. Oh, it's an incredible record. And
the record
the
came
the cover's
out.
So
you know who didn't review it, by the way?
Who? Who?
Take a guess.
Oh, yeah. Does it start with a P?
Yeah. Mm. I'll say it. Pitchfork. I'll say it.
I'm like Dylan.
Anyways.
Well,
then,
but
just to cap this. No, go ahead.
No, well, I wanted to. It works, even though, because you'll cap it, and I can't wait for you to cap it. Not that I can't wait for you to cap it. You're going to cap it. But
cap that
I'm
is.
Going to. It's related to it. So before you cap it, I want to know. Because these are experiences that are incredible. One is quite passive, like you said. The other one, but you enjoyed it. The other one is like so triumphant and you participated. Mm-hmm. But what was the last show that you went to that you just wept or couldn't believe it or were just blown away?
I've talked about
away.
This last week, actually.
Say again?
Blown
we talked about
away.
It was, I've said it last week. I apologize for repeating myself to the hardcore heads. But it was definitely 100% Roger Waters, The Wall. Anaheim Honda Center or whatever, when
it's
he did
nuts.
That 2009 mm-hmm. revamp of the whole thing, wept. And what got me was he did Bring the Boys Back Home. Mm-hmm. Bring the boys back home! And he showed all these like, because it was pretty much right as the war in Iraq was kind of coming out of, that's a very relevant hip drop, guys. Speaking of 2009.
So, but that show you left
that
just completely
crushed,
blown
just
away. It's funny. You have.
What
a,
about you?
You have a song that actually I've got it on my Spotify that is very Pink Floyd-y. And I kind of forget the title, but I'll tell you right now. It's one of my playlists.
Pink Floyd-y song.
You've got a very Pink Floyd-y song called. Where are you?
All right, enough of that. It's so annoying in my head.
Look at me. I'm not doing that. I only do pleasant drops. I only do good.
What is the point of
Sunday Man?
Screaming.
Sunday Man.
Oh, that's
it's
fun.
It's very Pink Floyd-y.
Yes, it's very like
very Pink Floyd-y. I heard that. Oh, this is so good, and it's got such a Pink Floyd-y
that's
thing.
Funny. It's a very like 80s Pink Floyd, like a Gilmore.
But you said War in Iraq, and I thought you said Warner Rack. Mm. What is that?
Warner Rack. That's their.
I gotta
top
get a Warner Rack. Yeah,
it's their
the
top
best
category.
Yeah.
Top shelf Warner Brothers releases. Well, you'd have Joni Mitchell up there. You'd have a little Neil Young. Maybe some of your material.
I know they breaking the wall.
Well, I'm a fan of yours. I'm a big
but so
fan
you were
yours.
Capping it up. I'm sorry. I
no,
wanted to just know about a show that really blew your mind.
I don't
know
what's going on
back
there.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel. It's suggested that brands avoid using sound effects in podcast ads. And remember to speak in a chill tone. Well, here's a suggestion for everyday life. Tap into the Weather Channel app. It's loaded with insights that help you manage your allergies, breathe easy, and
use your outside voice.
What in the weather are you waiting for? Be a force of nature with the Weather Channel app.
Do you have weak, damaged hair? New Garnier Fructis hair filler systems fill hair with strength 7 layers deep. In just one use, you can reverse up to 1 year of damage to hair smoothness. The sulfate-free hair filler plus vitamin CG system gives you up to 79% stronger hair and up to 4 times less breakage.
new Garnier Fructis hair filler is available now on Amazon and at Walmart, Target, Ulta, Drug, and select grocery stores.
I don't know what's going on. I'm going to ask you to leave. For real. It's like crazy. Can't fucking think.
What was your first show of your whole life?
No, well, especially because I'm talking to our guest. So disrespectful.
But I was talking to Doug.
Well, yeah, talk to him so he gets. I'm going to do hands up on you.
I'm off the drive.
Close your top laptops. Let's get fucking. Catch a breath.
The answer is Island Boys, of course. First show, your whole life.
First show for
your whole life. Your whole life.
Monkeys. First
show. The Monkees? Yeah. Wow. Well, ugh,
66.
Amazing. I mean, amazing.
With Jimi Hendrix as the opening act.
No way.
No, it was the Monkees.
I mean, the head is a masterpiece. You know, I love that. Yeah.
Let's not get carried away with masterpiece on head.
It's good.
It's good. What is it? The fucking Leonardo
da Vinci? Good.
Let's take a Zoomer, Matt, for Christ's sake.
Why don't we check in with our friend Rubbish Cook, who has interesting stuff going on. Rubbish Cook, are you there?
Hello, food fan.
Hi. How are we doing?
What are you dressed as?
Would you like to wager a guess?
Oh, it's an insane... Come. I don't know. It's a
Juggalo
little problematic.
Yeah,
do you find
Juggalo
little...
nuns?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely into...
Nungalo?
Nungalo.
We're the insane nun posse.
Oh. I think Doug's pun is better, but...
The nun saying clown posse would maybe...
Okay, I'll take it. Yeah, we like that.
Now you can play some insane clown posse. See how it works?
I'm still taking my time out.
What are you cooking for us today, Rubbish Cook?
Well, we wanted to do a little game if you'd like to play a game.
I think we do.
I think you shall. Okay, so I have four dishes. So, okay, let me start over. You know how we leave out cookies and milk for Santa Claus to lure him in on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
So the same principle applies when you're trying to get specific ghosts to show up at your flat.
Okay.
Or your apartment or your home.
All right.
So I have four dishes that I think will bring in specific ghosts. And I wanted to see if you guys could guess what ghosts would come in. Okay, ready?
Okay.
Okay. Whitney, will you operate the camera?
Okay.
So here we have Pop-Tarts and sushi. Okay.
Anybody?
Oh, wait. I'm going to give you options.
Okay.
Okay. So it's either Kurt Cobain, Whitney Houston, John Lennon, or George Harrison.
Pop-Tarts and sushi.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, is there like a joke to it, or is it something they're known to like?
Is it
literally their favorite food.
Oh, their actual favorite food.
Pop-Tarts and sushi? Yeah.
Pop-Tarts and sushi.
What was the first option?
You can choose between four dead celebrities. John Lennon, George Harrison, Whitney Houston, or Kurt Cobain.
I'm going Cobain. I'd say all of the above.
No. Kurt Cobain
okay,
is
let's
like...
Do
I'm
going one. Whitney. Let's see if we can narrow it down.
I'm going Whitney.
We have cornflakes and cream.
That's John Lennon.
Oh, good one, T. Sorry, may I call you T?
Please.
I like how they got them all lined up. The food's out there.
Okay. Kraft mac and cheese.
That sounds like a
Kurt?
Cobain.
Yeah.
That's Whitney Houston.
That's Kurt-y.
That's a Kurt.
Nailed it, DJ Doug Pound.
Oh, that's Kurt. Okay.
And finally, eggs and chips.
Oh, that's George Harrison. George.
Yay!
And so what was the first one?
Pop-Tarts and
Pop-Tarts and sushi is Whitney Houston.
I nailed it.
There it is.
Wow. I got 100%.
Wow. We got a baby
you
over
finally
there.
Won a game here. All right, great game.
Mustard.
We'll check in with you throughout the show.
Thanks, because we're making deviled eggs.
We have to... Oh, that's very cute. Deviled eggs. Mm. We have to get to the city of the day.
Another cooker for this? I mean, a boogie cooker.
Oh, you guys got to pull up to a thing.
Matt, Vic, pull up
the what?
The script.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, the city of the day. Is this a new city of the day?
This is our metal version. We break it out for special occasions.
The city of the day is brought to you by Nuns in Hoses. Speaking of our, that's fun. A little crossover from our guests. Yeah. Nuns in Hoses. Hey guys, aren't you sick of the same old grizzled? Where's my?
Shit!
Nice. Featuring Splash.
1 second, guys.
Oh man, Splash! You just
wait.
Big swing and a miss there.
Nuns in Hoses. Hey guys. Splash. Hey guys. Hey guys. Nuns in Hoses. Take two. City of the Day is brought to you by Nuns and Hoses. Hey guys, are you sick of the same old grizzled firemen showing up at every time your house is ablaze?
Yeah, with their big loud trucks waking up all my neighbors.
I agree, Tim. City firemen all just stand around with that not this again attitude.
Well, good news guys. Now there's Nuns and Hoses, the all-nun firefighting squad that puts out fires using 100% holy water.
What if someone perishes in the blaze?
Not a problem. These sisters will pray for their souls right on the spot, and they'll be in heaven in no time.
Will the nuns show up in big, noisy trucks?
No way. These nuns are as quiet as a funeral. They use decommissioned hearses to transport their water tanks.
What if the fire was my fault?
Don't worry, Doug. The nuns will set you up for the same-day confessional, so only the priest will know what you did.
And God, too.
Ha ha ha. Of course, Vic. So... Of course, Vic. So, go to nunsandhoses.com/officehours and get 50% off your first fire extinguishing. And now let's open our Bibles to Leviticus 20:14. If a man marries both a woman and her mother, it is wicked. Both he and they must be burned in the fire so that no wickedness will be among you. That is the Nuns and Hoses phony ad.
Splash would have been good.
Splash. What about this? Our firefighters will use their axle road.
Well, I for once left out any puns that were related to the band.
They'll duff out the fire. In no time.
Duff.
Duff McCabe.
That was my first show. It's Guns N' Roses.
Really?
First show ever in Caracas, Venezuela.
Wow. Get out. Was it one of those like 200,000 people?
The whole city was there. The whole city.
What album were they out there?
It was the Use Your Illusion.
Use Your Illusion.
Longest running tour of all time.
Really?
It's like 2 years straight. Yeah.
Holy cow. I thought that was Bob Dylan on his Never Ending Tour, but that doesn't count.
Who?
We forgot to give away some tickets.
Well, what is the city of the day?
Oh, the city that's... Oh, jeez. I'm off my game today. Sorry.
City of the day is... Who's got one?
I think Mike Lindell. You got a city of the day?
Mike Lindell.
Is it got to be Wisconsin somewhere? Mike?
Hey.
How you doing there, Mike?
I'm over here in Arizona right now, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's the city? Not the state of the day.
Ah, yeah, we're in Tempe, Arizona, and I'm sitting here with a bunch of little cyber ninjas just crawling around me. You can't see them. They're awful sneaky.
If you want to do a proper Lindell, you got to be up here.
There you go. Sorry. I just put that guy out of my mind. Hey, how you doing there? I think the work we're doing is better than anybody else. And there's people coming up to me on the street saying, you better keep pushing, Mike, because we love what you're doing out there. And it's a shame to see what's happening now with the Biden administration. Something like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That's a little up there. I'm not that angry yet. I haven't watched enough of my Frank speech to get to that level.
Now, what's going on with Frank's speech lately?
Ooh, well, I don't know. A lot of people aren't showing up to it. I think people are playing hooky for Halloween.
Well, is there competition between Frank Speech and Truth.biz or whatever that is?
Oh, yeah, easily. Yeah, they're going to be competing. Uh-huh.
That is troublesome stuff for Mike.
Yeah, God love Donald Trump, but he kind of stole quite a bit of our viewership over there. And
thank you.
We'll see what happens next, as he likes to say, but I'm a little frankly hurt, considered how much I try to help him.
I don't like it.
Now, Devendra, are you one of these millennial indie rockers who've turned to Trump the past couple of years?
Yeah, like that you know it. You know
were
it.
You at the, were you at the January 6th
sure
riots?
Yeah.
You're going to be on Tucker Carlson?
You know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't weird at all to see.
Well, to each his own.
Thank you, Anthony Weiner.
Okay, Tempe, Arizona. Give us a little taste of Tempe. What do we got down there?
Tempe, it's kind of a hellscape, to be honest. It's everything
it's
is.
It's a nice alternative to meat, by the way, Tempe.
Yeah, people, everything here is dry and wants to bite or, you know, sting ya or inject ya. It's pretty hot and wild.
Hey, Matt, thank you very much, Mike. God bless to you. Is it in your powers and in your interest to attend the Desert Days Music Festival?
Well, yeah, that's actually not too far away from me.
Oh, yeah? Well, then you just won tickets then, eh?
Oh,
pretty awesome.
There you go.
Look at that. Courtesy of Desert Days.
Yes, not us. By the way, my mom is going to go. She just wrote me. She said, saw your concert not too far from me. I'd like to go. Is there a day you suggest? Can see you?
Wait, are you playing multiple days there?
No. Congrats, Mike Lindell. I'll DM you.
Send her the day you're not.
I said, we're playing Friday night. I'm sure I can get you a ticket. May want to bring a friend, too. I said, okay. She said, okay, think I'll ask somebody.
And then she said, see you in the pit.
She says,
see you in the pit.
She said, if I can do two, if I do, can I get two tickets? I can pay, I'll pay you. Mm. You don't have to pay me.
She can hang with tickets. Me and Doug.
Yeah.
That's a cool mom.
All right. Now,
to see her.
You won tickets. Congratulations. I'll see you at the show.
Today.
Where's the
show? You're in the pit.
Where's the Desert Days?
Lake Paris, P-E-R-R. It's just a Paris. Ain't no desert.
Matt, we're camping out, right?
Well,
is there a lake really there?
I don't know. And we're gonna do a heroic dose of mushrooms.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Heroes. I got my shiitakes all ready to go. Uh-huh. Let me ask you a question, Devendra. First of all, yeah. I was telling you off the air. I'm really into your latest record, which is like a full on Eno style ambient. Mood. So how'd you get into that mode?
I've always loved, you know, that kind of music, ambient music or new age, you know.
It feels daunting to go like, all right, I'm going full in on this and making a record of it. Was it?
It exposed my kind of arrogance really generally, but also I imagine it'd be way easier than it was. I'm just like, oh, it's ambient music. I'm just going to hold down a C with a lot of reverb and some delay and I'm good to go. It's the whole record.
But no.
But it takes so much more focus than I'd realize, you know?
Right.
And if you start to fall asleep, it's a good sign.
Right.
And
when you're making it or listening to it?
Certainly when you're listening. If you forget that it happened. So it's this kind of, how do you make something that, it's harder than I realized to make something. Because I've been making music that no one listens to my whole career. And now it's like music that I want someone to not notice.
Right. And, well, that was Eno's thing with that Another Green World, right? He was like, I want it to be intentionally... not in your like something you, it's hard to pay attention to,
and that's his transition right from pop songs with that kind of ambient kind of world. But it's really it's just kind of really utilitarian music because you can put it on and do stuff,
right?
You can do so much. It doesn't really require so.
What's it called again?
It's called Refuge.
Refuge, and you made it with a
Noah Georgeson.
Yeah,
you know, we've dear friend and collaborator for like. Over 20 years.
Where do you
now.
Do something like that? You have a studio?
We made the whole thing without being in the same place. We made it through the pandemic, through lockdown. Well,
you got a little home studio?
A little, basically,
work
a
area?
Computer and a synth. Right. Yeah.
What is your. I want to start asking more creators.
And what about this. Where did you record Fear of Death?
Studio in the valley called Valentine Studios. It's like an old.
Oh, yeah? I'm going to look it up.
Vibe. It's beautiful.
I'm looking around. Oh wait. I know about Valentine. Yeah. Okay.
It's like, you know, the story about that place is it was like in the 60s. It was a place that I think the Beach Boys went there, but it wasn't like, you know.
That's a great fucking record, man.
I'm going to talk to you about the Beach Boys, by the way.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That's they kind of like shuttered
like a threat.
It.
Yeah, no, it's
a threat. Listen, I we need to have a
they
talk.
Like shuttered the whole studio in 1978 or something like that, and then just reopened it like 10 years ago. So it's all it's like you're walking into a time capsule.
It sounds great though. Your record sounds really good.
Thank you. What is your day like? What does a guy like you do during the like? What's your like? Walk me through like a typical day.
Well, I used to be on tour all the time. So that was what I was used to.
Really? You were out there doing the dates?
Kind of on tour a lot through my life. The last 20 years, I kind of have been living
What kind of venues are you playing? Like, would it kind of grow and shrink during depending on what you're up to?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I've played every type of venue.
Right.
Mostly shitty ones.
But sometimes you would support people on big, like we just said, you did the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, a show like that, that's we opened up for Gilberto Gil, which, you know, the legend. It was such an honor to play with Gilberto Gil.
Where was the first time you heard Tropicália music? Where they
probably David Byrne's compilation.
Oh yeah,
that Luka Bob,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and that had everybody, you know. And so I heard that. Oh my God, this is incredible.
Tom Zay, right?
Tom Zay, amazing. Tom Zay, awesome. Brilliant. I mean, you know that famous album cover that's just
the marble,
yeah, and it's all of the eyes. It's fabulous,
beautiful.
Yeah. But I'm gonna dig it.
It's a butthole.
It's an asshole. It's a butthole and an asshole.
Marble and asshole.
Yeah,
really.
What's a butthole?
Yeah.
What's a butthole? What? That's a good
bring
question.
This up, guys.
I've been asking.
Can we bring
myself,
this up? I've never heard of this.
Wait, this album covers a butthole?
It's like, is it Tom Zay 4 or what is it? Or 3?
You should look up Tom Zay butthole.
Are you sure you're not talking about Tay Zonde, the chocolate rain guy?
You know what's funny? That Noah from Refuge, my birthday present was a cameo from Tay Zonde.
Wow.
Tay Zonde.
I met him like 10 years or more ago. Like Eric and I won this, the Webby Award. Mm. It's the last award I've ever won. It was 10 years ago. It's not been a great run.
what was it for?
There it is.
I'm looking at the butthole.
There's that butthole.
That's for real? It's just an anus?
I mean, it's gorgeous.
Looks like Saturn.
Yeah, it really does. It has a real cosmic kind of Jewish thing.
Yeah, you like that. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Now, what was I saying?
I met
Tay Zonde there.
Yeah.
Because that's how long ago it was. It was when Chocolate Rain dropped. And I was trying to... Chocolate Rain dropped. Chocolate Rain.
I like that.
I don't know. We did not connect.
It
didn't turn into a lifelong friendship.
Well, it's hard to connect with someone over Cameo because you don't get to talk to them. I kept talking and he wouldn't reply.
They just talked to you.
But he was really sweet. He took it to heart. He was like genuinely.
I'm sure. Well, that's
giving
good business
me advice
for him probably.
That's really all. Sweet.
Give him.
You know?
All right. What did I want to say?
Can I ask real quick? I'm a big fan of the Bees, like the band Bees.
Yeah, me too.
And I don't
love the Bees.
Know many people over here that know it, but like how did you get in touch with them? And how did you, because like, I know that you, or was it Brad Taylor?
Well, you know, I like British, unlike Tim, I like music from England.
Yeah.
Britpop.
And Britpop. And
I love
then
Britpop.
Then there's this kind of side of it in the 90s. It started to become more of like this granola Brit poppy thing, right?
Oh,
it's like more guys with beanies and not trying to like do this like front man-y thing.
Yeah.
It's a beta band and like maybe Badly Drawn Boy and stuff. And then the Bees kind of come up, but their sound, the production is so unreal.
Right.
That song Chicken Payback. I thought it was an old song.
So did I. And I was working a crappy job at the time and I was doing a delivery coming back and I had like the public radio on and I heard, I didn't know what it was at the time, We Are the Ghosts.
Yeah.
And I was like, this has to be some lost Pink Floyd thing. And I listened to the end and thankfully they said who it was. And I was like, and then I got, you know, all the
incredible.
Okay.
Right?
We
I'm just
really
incredible.
No, I appreciate it.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
No,
sorry.
I
do a screeching.
I love it. I just have to move the show along.
The Bees. Right.
Another guest.
I love the Bees.
Yes.
Do we have another guest, Matt?
We did.
There's
but
the Bees.
He seems
there
to be having some.
What is that?
Technical
college guitar.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Why don't we chat with our old pal, Clownvis?
Oh, sure. But I was going to bring Clownvis in. Happy Halloween to you. I don't think... Now, Clownvis, you're not in a costume, are you?
No, I celebrate the holiday with, you know, with candy and the little decorations like ghosts and things. But quite honestly, we're mostly adults here. You know, it's kind of silly for adults to be dressing up.
Yeah. Was Halloween one of the king's favorite holidays, or did he not express too much interest in that?
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddle boards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving. To your local store, like now. Go!
Your skin refuses to be defined by age. That's why Agency Design, Future Formula, a personalized anti-aging formula prescribed by a dermatology provider to treat fine lines, wrinkles, dark spots, and more. Agency has clinically proven ingredients like tretinoin, which is up to 20 times stronger than over-the-counter retinol. Future Formula by Agency. Get your first month free at withagency.com. That's withagency.com. $4.95 shipping and handling, subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
You know, as far as top of my head, and I know a lot, as top of my head, I don't think there's much much reference to that. I don't know his opinion. It's
definitely
on
not a cool thing to be into, Halloween. Like if you're the Kang.
You got to be.
Like you don't hear about.
You don't want to be childish.
Everyone, happy Halloween out there.
I liked your guys' costumes. The horse costume was great, yeah. Tim.
Thank you.
And what about mine?
Doug, guys, what were you? Am I online? Doug, what are you?
You know what I was going to bring up quickly just to get it off my head is this new Brian Wilson documentary. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't see it yet. It's already out?
Well, it's not out, but there's a trailer for it. Oh. And I got to say, I'm a little annoyed.
Hi, this is Alf.
No one even can see that I have these arms.
I know. Yeah. Let me get a picture of Doug quick.
Listen to how annoying this is. I didn't get it here.
Wait, Skip. Hold on. Sorry. What's going on here? Skippy, are you connected now? Sorry. We're having some Zoom.
He's an octopus.
Clownfish, you have a Halloween show coming up?
Must be a spider.
I'm doing a meet and greet in St. Louis at a record store tomorrow.
Where at?
Oh.
In St. Louis, a record store called The Record Space.
All right, St. Louis friends, go check out The Record Space. See the great Clownvis, one of a kind, one of the great shows. Clownvis,
Wait, is Skippy still? Sorry, guys.
Skippy, are you there?
This is very good.
Okay, Clownvis, I'll talk to you later.
Love you, Clownvis.
Love you guys.
Who's this?
Skippy.
What?
I'm here to suck your blood.
Okay.
I want Oldham? To fuck your blood.
No.
Will Oldham.
Wow.
I can't hear him. Hello?
Can you hear us?
I think. I want to suck your blood.
Yes, you do. Okay. Well, that's a great costume. Looking spooky.
Can't get you luck.
Is that easier for you?
Yes. It is I, Count Scipula.
Count who? Scipula.
Scipula.
Are you, is he taking
Count
off?
Count Dogula as well, my sidekick.
That's Dogula. A great look.
He will get you every time.
Spooky
Happy
stuff.
Happy Halloween. I was just fucking around.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, you're playing us.
Yeah, I was doing a new character.
Oh, man.
That's funny, man. Yeah. What's going on with you?
Nothing, just sitting here.
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. Can I get you anything?
Me? I'm fine, thanks.
Wow. Wow. What do you have plans for? You have plans for the holidays? For
nah.
Halloween? What?
Nah.
Now I'm getting excited.
Wait, did we lose?
Oh, no.
How long
did we lose? There he is.
Say again?
I'm here. You know how long this is for?
Disappearance? All right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Where are you from?
Where are you calling from?
South Jersey.
South Jersey, Camden?
New Jersey, right next to Camden.
Okay. I know that area. Cherry Hill?
Yep. Cinnamon.
I can't, when you have the things in, I can't really hear you.
Cinnamon.
Where are you right now?
I'm in my studio.
All right. Fan of the show?
What is it? Office hours? Yes, I love it.
Oh, thanks. What do you have planned for the rest of the day?
I used to watch the two that made the song I Sit Down When I Pee.
Okay.
That was one of my favorites. Tim right. and Eric. You guys are too young to remember them.
You have any questions for Devendra Bernhardt, who's here?
No.
No. I could see that.
How about for DJ Doug Pound?
Question?
Yeah.
I'm all right. Thanks.
Hello.
Anything for me?
Where you at? Which one are you?
I'm over here. Hey.
Oh, hey. Oh, that's a cool skeleton in the background.
Yeah, we decorated for Halloween here.
Yeah, I got the Bela Lugosi. See the Bela Lugosi?
Bela Lugosi. That's cool. What is that? Oh, that's the... Okay, well, yeah, you're all ready for the holidays.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to us.
All right, you too. Bye.
All right, bye, Skippy.
See you, Skip.
Bye, Skippy.
I wish you the best.
He's going to hang up now?
You can hang out if you want. I don't know. It's up to you.
Sad, dude.
Interesting stuff. Duck?
What?
Duck, are you there? I feel like I got spooked for real.
Happy yeehaw.
Duck, any thoughts on what the hell was going on there?
It was spooky in ways I'm still processing.
Yeah.
But
unsettling.
Yeah.
Well, the good news is I think we can change the attitude here a little bit. We can change the attitude and improve things in this mental space here. Because Devendra has Whoa! Don't do that, dude.
It's pretty.
Sorry, but I don't control the weather. But you got do you have a pumpkin yet? Do you carve pumpkins?
Well, as we said the other day, when you get pumpkins in California, those suckers last about 4 hours and then they're fully rotted because of the heat and the various weather conditions here. So we'll try to get it more closer to the actual day. Probably Friday we'll do a little pumpkin carving. Anyways, I would just want to say we got a special musical guest who's also our regular guest. Would you like to play us a song?
Sure.
I think that would be...
I feel like maybe we need to like...
Change the energy. What do you mean? Well, that was what I was hoping to change the energy.
Yeah, I know. I feel like I might make things worse by playing a song.
Take a break. And come back.
I'll kind of...
Do you want to take a break?
No, okay? I'm okay. Yeah.
Let's get a song, and then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with Patrons Only Show.
Okay.
That's where you have to be. Well, we'll be back live, but if you're watching us later, this is the end of the show. Let me just say a couple things before we go to the song. A couple things.
Yeah.
Couple plugs.
Yeah.
My tickets for the my first actual rock and roll with a band show in New York coming in April. I know that feels like a long time away, but it's coming.
What?
The Bowery Ballroom, that's coming in April. Tickets are on sale now. So if you go to my Twitter, you can see where to get that. And then Desert Days is coming whenever that is. And you're going to be at Desert Days too, Saturday?
I don't know.
You don't know yet.
But
that'll be fun.
I don't even know where it is, but that the Bowery show, that's going to be amazing. People should get tickets to that. I want to get tickets to that.
Come out.
Desert Days, we gave tickets away. We can't even give these things away.
What else do
no
we
one's have? Coming. No one's coming.
Well, no one's going to be there.
But I'm excited to see you play and with Waze Blood, who's like just one of the best singers ever, you know? So I'm really excited.
Legendary. We'll anything else, Matt, that I need to cover for the public here? I can't remember if there's anything else.
I think so. Holiday.
Well, our big holiday show, maybe you stop by this in L.A. When is that?
December 16th.
December 16th at the Regent Theater. We're doing a big holiday blast, the end of the year show. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we'll be back. This is a beautiful song. I don't know if it's new or not. I don't know what you're going to play.
What should I play? I should play one of my songs?
Tutti Frutti.
Tutti Frutti. That is one of my
Here's
songs.
Here's Tutti Frutti from Devendra Beinhardt. We'll be back shortly with more show. Thank you.
Okay. Maybe I'll just play that half song I was going to play.
Go for it. Whatever makes you happy.
Okay.
If it makes you happy.
Oh, man. You know, I used to cover Strong Enough.
Oh, Strong Enough.
You know, nothing's nothing. Are you strong enough to be my man?
Is that Cheryl?
Yeah. And it's just a killer tune. I mean, it's heartbreaking, you know? Yeah.
It's true. It is a good song. That's probably your best song. Okay, take it away.
So this is, I'm doing this in I'm doing this to make some dreams come true for myself and actually for you too, because you maybe mentioned it earlier. Not you two, the untalented two. See, I'm a fan. So I definitely, I have the chords wrong, that's for sure, because I'm never good at transcribing. But we're just going to do a little ode to what an honor it is to be here. You might just recognize this one. Jackknife on the side of the road, wind coming out of the east. We just left Barry and his bride, the Motel San Luis.
Oh, baby.
He had one too many brandies. I should have stopped him long ago. What kind of man tells another man when his head is full? Oh, the weatherman said, be another full moon tonight. How come he's always right?
Some reverb on his voice, damn it.
Tow truck on the side of the road, 20 questions about the wreck. Salty dog driver just happy to see we didn't go off the cliff. Said I might need some stitches to fix up the cut in my head. All in all, it could have been worse. Wind it up for dead. Oh, the weatherman said, another full moon tonight. How come it's always right? How come it's always right? How come?
Nice.
Beautiful.
All right, we'll be back after a few.
Hi, this is Steve Harvey, and I want to let you know there's a whole other hour of fun and laughs waiting for you at patreon.com/officehourslive. They're there right now and join for just $5 a month. Or $55 for a whole year. You get the compound, the jaw hole, full to our episodes, and much more. What are you waiting for? Oh, hey, and let's get down to business at patreon.com/officehourslive. That's patreon.com/officehourslive.